الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. This time of the year, Madrasa is going to be closing, inshallah. You are going to be starting your imtihanat, your examinations, and then Madrasa will be closing. That is one aspect, and for which we have to try and make our best effort now at the end. And from that also we should learn a lesson that towards the end of our life, nobody knows when he's going to die, but especially if a person reaches 60, for example, then more he should devote his time to akhirah. But even like this, we should be preparing. Al-istidad lil-maut qabla nuzulihi wal-inabatu ilallah. Those things we should try and have, turn towards Allah Ta'ala and prepare for our real life, the life of the akhirah. And in that also, the main thing is tawbah istighfar. A person should make tawbah and istighfar. And most of you are still young people, but almost all of you are already baligh, and we are responsible for our actions. Whatever gunas we commit, we are responsible for them. But usually at this age of yours, we don't worry about it. We just commit gunas, and we don't think about it also. But later in life, in this life, if Allah gives us that amount of time and He makes fazal on us, then a person starts thinking of his young days, that I did this and I did that, and he feels very guilty about it. So very fortunate is that person who in the first place does not commit any gunas, tries his best, and perchance any guna is committed, he makes tawbah istighfar. In a kitab we were reading that a boy of 12 years, he already had wilayat. He became a wali of Allah Ta'ala. 12 years, you are not yet baligh also. Hardly perhaps a person becomes a baligh by the age of 12. But he had already become a wali of Allah Ta'ala at that age. So those people are such, to let you also understand, that what is this wilayat, this friendship of Allah Ta'ala, this close contact. Hazrat Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani Rahmatullah Ali, many of you must have heard his name, a very great wali, Shaykhul Hadith of Darul Uloom Deoband for how many years. He was such, once they were travelling by train and they had to make namaz. So they got off the platform, he was making imamat, and it was perhaps a 2-rakat namaz. There is one other incident. So when they finished about more or less 1 rakat, the guard blew his whistle that the train is going to move. And many of those who were standing behind Maulana and who were travelling with him, they broke their namaz and they went on the train, because the train is going to go away, their goods were on the train. So then Maulana didn't hear a thing. He was so engrossed. So this is, if we make effort from now, we can reach that condition, inshallah. So then Maulana carried on with his namaz with great itminan, khushu, khudu, properly. Second rakat he finished nicely. By then the train had gone, but it got stuck. And then it reversed back and it came back to the same place. And now Maulana finished his namaz nicely. They went, they sat on the train, like he felt nothing happened. He didn't know all this had happened. The station master, this was the time when the British were still ruling India. He came out and he told nothing wrong with the train. This Baba, this old man, he was making namaz, the train can't go without him. Now that he's on the train, start the train and go. And they started and the train went. There was nothing wrong. So like this, to become like this, it's not that you're going to become in your old age. You have to start from now. We all, the more younger we start, the sooner we start, then we will reach there. So if we're not regular with our namazes, for example, forget making a namaz like that. And these people, one time, Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani Rahmatullah Ali, in his house, they had like a platform made for namaz, which is common in the houses in UP, Pakistan and there. And they usually sit there, eat also there, on this little like a raised platform, make namaz there, etc. Wuzu also, they sit there, so you're sitting on a high place. And then that is what is required in wuzu also. So Maulana used to make his namaz there. And Maulana also liked a lot of plants and that. This nature, plants and that, he liked a lot. So there was a creeper growing there. And Maulana made his namaz. While making his namaz, from that creeper, a snake came down. And it wasn't very far from the head of Maulana. The house ladies saw this happening, so they got very excited and they made a noise, and they called people from outside. There was no menfolk in the house. And they went away in parda. Those people caught the snake, killed it, took it away. Maulana, what it mean? And finished his namaz. After namaz, he said, these leaves are broken. Why you people broke the leaves? Because he liked flowers and creepers and all this thing. Why you people broke the leaves? He said, Maulana, you don't know what happened. He said, what happened? He said, there was a snake right on top of your head almost. So this kind of namaz, where we got that kind of namaz. So to develop that, we have to start early. And for that, the starting point is Tawbah and Istighfar. And this month of Shaban, which perhaps we will start tonight, if the moon is sighted, then the 15th night of Shaban, which is called Shab-e-Barat, the night of salvation, forgiveness, cleanliness. So that is particularly now we should try and make a lot of Tawbah and Istighfar. And there are great virtues of Tawbah and Istighfar. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, a person who makes in abundance Tawbah, a person who always makes Tawbah. Think for ourselves, today we are committing guna, not small gunas. Small gunas, we can't even count them. Big, big gunas with our eyes. We are talking bad, making ghibat about people, which is very common. How many of us we make ghibat of our ustads, which is the most serious thing? How many people swear their own parents, fight with their own parents? So those are very big sins, but we are all involved in it. Thinking bad, talking ghibat, backbiting. We just heard a story, it comes in the Hadith Sharif. If somebody tells you something and you intend to tell the next person, and you didn't verify it, you didn't find out whether it's the truth or not, you told somebody else, that is enough for you to be written by Allah as a liar. And the punishment of lying, a person will be cut from here, his jaw, or his cheeks, here, from here in front, right till the ears, and then this side. Then this will come right, again he will be cut. If we just try and cut yourself a little bit, just when we have to test our blood and they prick you that little bit, that also you feel the prick. And this whole cutting like this, and this is so common amongst us, that whatever we hear, we go and talk about it, tell the next person, we didn't verify. Even if it's the truth, but you didn't verify it. You didn't find out whether it's the truth. You just went and narrated. This is the azab for it. So how many gunas are we involved in? And then we are committing gunas, not like a retail shop, not like a wholesale shop, not only like a big factory, but big, big, big factories that are producing in huge abundance. We are making gunas all the time like this. And guna is our main enemy. No country is our enemy, no nation is our enemy. Our enemy is our gunas. When we commit gunas, Allah uses the other people who are more sinful to punish us. Today what is happening to the Muslims, unfortunately, throughout the world, is because of our own gunas. We mustn't blame somebody else. وَكَذَٰلِكَ نُوَلِّي بَعْضَ الظَّالِمِينَ بَعْضًا Allah says, in this way, we use the more worse enemy to punish the less enemy. So all what is happening is our guna, our sin. So we have to make lot of tawbah. So, and this is the time, and also this is the time, also al-ibratu bil-khawateen. Your year is ending. Very fortunate is that person whose life ends on tawbah istighfar. Very fortunate is that person whose year ends also with nadamat. I didn't make enough effort. And the final year students, that we were 6 years in the madrasa or whatever number of years, how that we should have to benefit from our ustads, we did not benefit. That the first person feels guilty about it. A person whose end comes like that, that is a very mubarak. And a person who doesn't even think of tawbah, doesn't even think I'm a sinner. Our buzurg, Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, that when a person gives bayan to someone like this, now we're all sitting, I'm busy talking. He says, it is faraz for the person who is speaking to think himself the lowest amongst all. That I'm the worst of all. But who of us thinks like that? We usually think that I'm here, I'm going to lecture the people. I'm going to give them a good, I'll give it to them hard and solid today. I'll tell them all the wrong they are doing. Whereas you have to think of yourself as the lowest. Maulana has taught this wonderful prescription to bring this humility in a person. Ke haal mein, presently, tamam musalmano mein, amongst all the Muslims, then take your own name. Abdul Hamid, to sabse better or kamtar hai. You are the worst amongst all the Muslims in the world. Because we don't, until a person doesn't think that I'm the worst, his iman is not made. He's not a perfect mu'min. You have to feel that you're that. The minute you know, you just think, not that I'm better than somebody else. That is a big guna, that I'm better than anyone else. You just think I'm a good person. That is also guna. This is ujab. To think I'm better than somebody else is takabbur. To think I'm a good person is ujab, that I'm a good person. That is also totally haram. And how many of us think like that? And so to think of, and then Maulana says further, Hal mein tamam musalmanon mein Abdul Hamid to sabse battar aur kamtar hai. Aur maal ke aitibar se, that is as far as death is concerned, Abdul Hamid to tamam kafiro aur janwaro se battar hai. You are worse than all the kafirs and the animals also. What does that, why is that? That we don't know how our mort is going to come. And today that person is a non-believer, he can be a believer. How many cases like that? Just one friend told us last night, we were coming from Joburg. He says here in one of the locations of Tukum's Rest, they were out in Gush. And one person who had AIDS, they went and visit him. So he was like weak and all that also, but he was alright. So this brother told him that you read every night 100 times La ilaha illallah and 100 times Allah. That person promised, I'm starting it. I'm going to read it from tonight. He became emotional that I'm going to do it. The next Friday, Juma, he passed away on Juma. Now a person like that, how we know how our mort is going to come? Nobody knows. So we have to have that fear all the time. And the next person, he can be the worst person, but his mort can come like, and many people, who the people usually used to think this is a bad person, but his mort came so beautiful. So wonderful. So therefore, if we can say this and bring that humility. So one is ujab, that you think yourself to, you don't think you are better than anyone, but I'm a good person. That is also haram. And the treatment for that is, which Maulana Thanvi rahmatullahi gave, that nek banna faraz hai. To become pious is faraz. Apne aap ko nek samajna haram hai. But to think I am pious is haram. To become pious is faraz. But to think I'm pious, that is haram. So you have to carry on till mort. And then Allah make fazl on us, take us with iman. So this is the time, the season, where the end of our academic year in the madrasa also. Then also it is the time, Rajab has passed, Shaban is here, then Ramadan is coming. It's our spiritual time also. So students, during Ramadan also, please don't waste your time. And don't just let the time pass like that. Then, our Shaykh Rahmatullah used to say, a person who passes time, past time, he actually fails time, he doesn't pass, he fails. A person who just wants to pass his time, he has failed, he hasn't passed. Because time is the most valuable thing. You can lose your health, many people became good and healthy again, many people lost all their money, they became rich again, many people lost their family. Ayyub alayhi salam, Allah gave him more better than before, family and wealth, Allah will give. But time, he won't come back. Time and tide waits for no man. Time which, 1 second which is gone, it won't come back again. So the person who makes that time valuable, you read one subhanallah, we'll see the sawab of it. And a person who passes his time, Ramzan, how many good hafiz boys who go to places to make tarawih, they are playing Monopoly during the day, past time. They are going for a drive somewhere to pass time. How many people in Ramzan to pass time? There is no time. If you want to do just your basic things in Ramzan, you can't do it. The time is just going. How much you want to read Quran, you have to do this, you have to do, you can't manage that. Where we get time to pass time? To sit around, gossip, talk, etc. After tarawih, long discussions, etc. A person is not passing, is failing time. So may Allah, I hope I could make myself understood. And I hope I understand. First and foremost, it is for me and for all of us. So seriously think about these things and be very, very concerned from now. You will see what a beautiful your future will be very, very bright. But if we just let it go like that, it mustn't be that we lose out completely. So may Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.